And now, Ubu Radio Theater presents a bit of twisted history from the tortured windmills of M. Watson Dodge's mishmash of a mind. A piece he calls Tonto Rides Again Too. It's a fact that in the year 1933, WXYZ, a radio station in Detroit, began airing a show titled The Lone Ranger. Soon, the half-hour drama went national, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:30 p.m., children around the country would eagerly tune in to hear the stentorian words of the show's announcer. From out of the west come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. The title character was played over the years by three actors, the most famous being Brace Beamer. Yes, it was kind of an odd name to be associated with a show coming out of America's Motor City. However, the show was never sponsored by any of the Detroit auto giants, nor were BMW automobiles being imported from Bavaria, so there were no Beamer jokes back then. The show introduced its main character, a mysterious Western figure, a good guy, who happened to be independently wealthy thanks to his ownership of a silver mine where he got the ore he smelted to produce the silver bullets he carried. We never did learn how the business worked. Who did the mining, the smelting, and the bullet making? Maybe the seven Texas dwarfs? Or how the masked man handled payroll taxes, management issues, and so on. He traveled around Texas doing good deeds and righting wrongs wherever he found them. In many ways, he was to the Wild West what a guy like the one Mitt Romney aspired to be was to Massachusetts. Except that the Ranger always wore a mask. Something Romney has always been loath to do.
Once he put everything straight, something the masked man did in every episode, he rode out of town without accepting any payments or rewards, not even any gift bags, leaving behind a bunch of puzzled but appreciative townspeople and a silver bullet or two.
The silver bullets were novelty items. The Lone Ranger gave away as souvenirs to impress pretty schoolmarms and even prettier town officials. However, as he never smoked, drank, or, as far as we know, had sex, the silver bullets were hardly a symbol of high living. Rather, they were devices he used to avoid the touchy topic of who exactly he was. Ask him who he was and get a silver bullet in return, but no answer. Not that it was ever hinted that anyone actually cared.
Though he also loaded his own gun with the silver cartridges, the ammunition was never used to kill anyone because he was just a humanitarian as well as a great shot. The Lone Ranger always aimed for and hit the villain's gun hand. Neurosurgeons of the Old West specializing in hand surgery loved him.
It was the close at every episode that some dumb schmuck of a banker or storekeeper would invariably ask, "Who was that masked man?" And someone always replied, "Why, you dumb schmuck, you mean you don't know? Why, that was the Lone Ranger."
Ear cocked to hear those words, L.R. then mounted his trusty hay burner and galloped out of town the same way he galloped in, to the tune of the William Tell Overture.
No one ever asked about the Indian who rode into town, then out of town along with him. His name was Tonto. We assumed that was his first name and that he had no last name, kind of like an Indian Beyonce.
Tonight, we present what we think may have been radio station WXYZ's audition session for the role of Tonto.
Come right in, folks. Thanks for coming down to the audition, and welcome to Detroit's top radio station, WXYZ. My name is Fran Stryker, head writer and producer of the show you'll be auditioning for. As of next month, January 1933 to be exact, WXYZ will have been on air for 10 years. And also in January, we're going to celebrate by introducing something very special, something no other Midwestern radio station has ever done. We are going to present a live radio drama 3 nights a week, a Western, a show we think might soon go national. How about them apples?
Your name is Fran Stryker? It isn't your real name, is it?
Yes, it is. Why?
Nothing. I never heard of anyone with the name of Stryker before. Sounds like a made-up show business name. Or maybe something John Wayne would use in a movie about submarine. That's all. Do your friends call you Lucky, as in Lucky Stryker?
No.
A new show that's going national? Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. That sounds simply Jim Dandy, all right. But who is that man standing over in the shadows? And why is he wearing a cowboy hat?
And a mask.
That's the star of this new show I've been talking about. He's Brace Beamer.
Hi, I'm Brace Beamer.
Beamer? Is that really his name, or is it a made-up showbiz name?
Yes, it's real. He will be playing the lead character, the Lone Ranger.
The Lone what?
The Lone Ranger.
If he's going to be alone, what are any of us actors doing here?
No, you don't understand. He's not the Lone Ranger. He's the Lone Ranger. He will encounter other people each week. He'll even talk with some of them, and he will actually be in constant contact with a faithful Indian companion named Tonto, who rides with him. Tonto will be played by one of you. The Lone Ranger shares a lot of information with Tonto, like filling him in on plot details.
Okay, so there's a Mr. Tonto or a Miss Tonto, a faithful Indian companion? What kind of companion? Is he or she someone from India? I'm not sure I can do a Bombay accent.
No, you don't have to. He's a Potawatomi Indian.
I'll have to learn a Potawatomi accent. So this character is a Native American?
Yes.
Then why don't you say that's what the character is instead of beating around the bush calling him an Indian when he or she is not from Bombay?
Sir, we won't be calling Indians Native Americans for at least another 40 years.
Does Mr. Tonto wear a mask?
No, and it's just Tonto, not Mr. Tonto.
Then why does the guy in the cowboy suit wear a mask?
It gives him added panache.
Yes, and besides that, I like it. I think it looks pretty spiffy. I'm Brace Beamer, and I play the Lone Ranger.
But this is radio. No one will see you looking pretty spiffy.
Point taken, friend.
You say this Native American is a faithful Indian companion? What faith would that be?
We're not sure, but we think he's Methodist.
If this ranger fellow has a companion in Tonto, then why is he called the Lone Ranger?
I think I already addressed that issue.
Let me take a crack at answering that, Fran. Maybe I can clear up the confusion. Hi, I'm Brace Beamer, and I play the Lone Ranger.
Is that really your name?
The Lone Ranger? No, that's the name of the character I play.
No, your name, Brace Beamer, sounds made up to me, like one of those phony showbiz names like Cary Grant or Buckwheat or Fran Stryker.
No, that's my real name, Brace Beamer.
Beamer? You're Mexican?
No, Beamer. Beamer. Beamer, not Beaner. On the show, I'm called the Lone Ranger because in the story, I am a member of a phalanx of Texas Rangers, all of whom are killed in a gun battle with a Butch Cavendish gang, all except me. After the massacre, I still consider myself a ranger, but I am the only one left from my cohort. Thus, I am the Lone Ranger, all alone by the telephone, so to speak. Not that telephones have been invented yet. I am rescued from death by an Indian named Tonto who becomes my friend and companion.
But you're not alone, so maybe you should be called something like the Last Ranger Standing to avoid confusion.
Too long a title. It doesn't exactly trip off the tongue like the Lone Ranger, and we're not going to change the name at this point. Now, you may be wondering about the role you folks are auditioning for this staunch Indian fellow, Tonto.
Tonto is the ranger guy's companion. Is Tonto a man or a woman?
A man.
Then why am I here? In case you haven't noticed, I'm a woman.
Hi, lady. I'm Brace Beamer. I play the Lone Ranger. I specifically asked for a woman such as yourself to audition because I was thinking if we could find the right actress, we could maybe make Tonto a woman and build in a little love interest for Kemosabe.
Kemo-wati?
Kemosabe. Tonto calls me that. It's supposed to mean something in Indian, some Indian dialect, but it's never explained, so nobody knows what it means. Some people think it's the name of a brand of house paint the station wanted to get as a sponsor. I personally think it wouldn't make much sense for an Indian to use the name off a paint can for his friend's nickname, so...
It means flaming asshole.
Say what?
Flaming asshole. My grandmother was an Ojibwe Indian, and that's what she used to call my grandfather, Kemosabe. Especially after he slipped some scotch bonnets into his possum stew and made him climb the walls.
Well, the story is supposed to take place in Texas. There would have been no Ojibwe Indians, so Kemosabe probably means something entirely different in Comanche or Apache.
If you say so.
Brace, I'm telling you, it's really stupid. It's a really stupid idea to make Tonto a woman. How could we have a romance between a white Texas ranger and an Indian woman?
Maybe she's only half Indian.
I can do half an Indian.
Great. Let's try it. Here's a script I edited for a female actor. Take it from the top of page 2.
Oh, Kemosabe, when Butch Cavendish hit Tonto on head with gun butt, am I really going to be hit over the head with a gun butt?
Pretty much every show, but don't worry, it's a sound effect. You won't really get hit.
I better not if you don't want a lawsuit on your hands. Oh, Kemosabe, when Butch Cavendish hit Tonto on head with gun butt, me have heap many stars and birdies circle head. Also visions of beautiful little mask-wearing papooses. Me and you someday have... You betcha.
Tonto, my lovely half-breed, you are my woman now, and Butch Cavendish will rue the day he ever bonked you on your noggin.
Who writes this crap? Why does Tonto use pidgin English? And isn't Tonto Spanish for stupid?
I don't know. I'm supposed to be a white Texan, so my character wouldn't know any Spanish. And neither do I, Brace Beamer, when you come down to it.
Did I study 3 years with Stavon Zlonsky for this kind of shit? Taking this job could wreck my whole acting career. I'm out of here.
Well, that settles it then. Tonto will be played by a guy.
You say he's the ranger guy's longtime friend and companion?
Yes.
Does that mean they're homosexuals? When it says in an obituary that some guy was a longtime companion of the dead guy, it always means they're gay.
No, they're not gay.
Then why are they hanging out? Did Tonto get kicked out of the tribe for being gay?
They're not gay.
Then is Tonto out of work or something? We need to know the backstory on this guy.
Okay, then let's make something up. Let's say Tonto rescues the injured ranger and nurses him back to health.
So now Tonto is a registered nurse.
A male nurse. What does that tell you, baby kicks?
No, he's not. He's just your average everyday Indian. Wears buckskins and a headband with a feather sticking out. And he rides a horse called Scout.
Why would an Indian have a horse named Scout? Doesn't sound like something out of New Delhi to me.
Well, maybe the Lone Ranger bought the horse as a present to Tonto and shipped the horse over from India.
And Tonto is not from New Delhi, Bombay, or Calcutta. He's a Native American.
Makes sense. That lone gay ranger is probably all over him like rice on a bowl of Krispies when they both slip inside Tonto's sleeping bag and snuggle up by the campfire every night. The cowboy probably gives Tonto presents to keep him quiet about their love. The love that dare not speak its name.
I'm not sweet on him, but you hit the nail on the head about the horse. Since it was a second-hand horse, it already had a name. Scout.
Who plays Scout?
Nobody. Scout doesn't have any lines. He just snorts and pounds his hooves. The Foley guy does that.
Okay. Can we get you folks to read some lines so we can make a decision on who plays Tonto? Here's a script. We'll go from top of page one. Who wants to go first?
I'll try it.
Okay. Cue music.
I thought this was supposed to be some kind of Wild West thing. Where does William Tell fit into all of this?
William Tell doesn't enter into it. We like the music because it's exciting and it makes people think of guys on horseback.
And it's free, public domain, no royalties to pay.
So I take it this is a cheap-ass production?
Yeah, the cheapest.
What are you paying the actors?
Next to nothing. In case you haven't noticed, there's a depression on.
Don't worry. It's okay. I managed to get by on what they're paying me by sleeping at the station and eating at the soup kitchen down the street. Those homeless bums love it when I show up in the cowboy suit. Let's start again. Hi-ho, Silver! Away!
Silver? Who the fuck is Silver? Is there a guy named Silver associated with this show? Silver, that's a Jew name.
No, Silver is the name of the Lone Ranger's horse.
A horse named Silver? So he rides a Jew horse. Hey, are you familiar with Henry Ford's newspaper? It tells a straight skinny about the Jews. I happen to subscribe to it, and I'm also a regular listener to Father Coughlin. So I know all about the Rothschilds and the protocols of the Elders of Zion and all that. And I ain't never gonna work for no show that features a Jew horse.
He's gone. Well, looks like it's down to you, fella. You wanna read for the gig?
Give me the script.
Take it from the top of page 5.
So, chemo sloppy?
That's chemo sobby, not chemo sloppy.
Sorry. So, chemo sobby, what we do now?
I'm going to break up that bank robbery. You cover my back.
Me cover your big backside, Chemo. I use Silver's horse blanket. It just big enough to cover Chemo Savvy's big white ass. Why me talk like Elmo? Sorry, I improvised a little there.
That's okay. You've got the job if you want it.
Want it? Of course I want it. If I'm guessing correctly, this job should be a good, steady gig for a good long stretch. Think about it. A Western performed on the radio and broadcast from Detroit, featuring a Jewish horse, a politically incorrect Indian who speaks pidgin English, and a good guy with a mask fetish who rides to the music of a symphony orchestra. Everybody is going to listen to this one. Oi, what's not to like?
The Lone Ranger, once in at Cast Tonto, went on the air, broadcasting half-hour shows 3 days a week for many years. Later, in the 1950s, it became a TV show. There are also feature films, movie serials, and comic books.
Among the actors it would employ on radio was a young James Lipton, a Detroit native who went on to host the Actors Studio Workshop on television and be parodied by Will Ferrell on Saturday Night Live.
Also featured on the radio show was Al Hodge, who became the Green Hornet, and later Captain Video on television. Famous actors in the movie role of Tonto include, believe it or not, Johnny Depp.
Detroit radio station WXYZ is still on air, now as an all-sports talk station.
Tonight's show, Tonto Rise Again 2, has been a production of the UBU Radio Theater Hour on KUBU Radio Portland. Voices were played by...
Orson Welles Jr.
Rolf.
Sean.